You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I feel like we could probably spend more time talking about this than we might later today. I don't know if what you had in mind, but the survey about what years were the best years of your life, I saw this. Writing a little piece about it for today. And it's interesting that the majority of people chose their current age. Like, they were asking people, is it your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your teens? What was the best, you know, decade of your life? And people seem to choose their current age. Maybe we could talk more about this. I've spent the last half hour just kind of mulling it over. And I believe that I want to pick my 40s because I think that's when I was in the best shape of my life, was when I was in my 40s. Mm-hmm. And since then, I start to feel aches and pains.
Now
I think I got some sort of rotator cuff injury or something like that. And I'm like, that stuff didn't happen when I was in my 30s and my early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting those
still flexible, still full of collagen.
Well, I mean, granted, I have never been the most flexible person ever. Not even close. But I just, maybe we could talk some more about this later at another time. Like, you're in your 40s now. Do you just off
Early
the top
40s.
Of your head? Okay, fine. But you're in your 40s. Do you have something off the top of your head that you would say?
You know, if I look back, probably, I think, early 30s. I mean, if I go back about 10 years.
Well, you don't get to pick between early and mid and late. It's just a decade. So your 20s, your 30s.
I am, though.
And you could pick now, too, you know.
Early 30s. We're good. Yeah, the beginning of the 30s, we're fine. 20s were good, too. I don't know. They've all been fine.
You've lived a charmed life, Jeremy.
Everything has been fine.
A charmed life.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. What does that mean?
Because I have, too. We both have lived very
well. I haven't had any major illnesses. I've never had a cavity. I've never broken a bone. I've never been in the hospital.
We've got very blessed lives.
We do. We're healthy. So, I mean, everything has been fine and dandy so far.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's been great, so...
I like the fact that people were picking their current age for many of the people, because it kind of is uplifting in that it kind of says to me that people are content with where they are in their life instead of constantly looking back and saying, oh, everything was better in the old days, because it wasn't better in the old days. But we look through a prism of things, and if you had the chance to go back, you know, 30 years, you might think it was great, but you wouldn't. Because you're giving up all the technological advances healthcare advances.
I know, but giving up some of the technology stuff sounds kind of good, because we don't talk to each other anymore and we're all buried in our phones, so that sounds good. Like my childhood, that's why I go back to all my action figures and stuff that I collect from the 80s and stuff. I had a great childhood, so I kind of would go back and relive that. It was a good time.
Now, I think it's easy to romanticize the past, but deep down inside...
I don't know. We had some good family trips. We had great family pets.
Yeah, but do you want to be 10 years old again?
I kind of do. You know, you didn't have to wake up and go to work every day. You didn't have to worry about money.
Well, sure.
You had like zero concerns when you were 10 years old.
There's the whole no responsibility thing, but you weren't having sex.
I'm not having sex now.
That's a fair point. Fair point. All right,
I'll be downstairs playing with my action figures.
Right. So to speak. You got an in-action figure is what you got. All right, what's going on in your world?
What is going on? We were just trying to beat the heat yesterday, man. 101 yesterday, beat a record, broke it. It was back in 93, I think I saw that it was like 98 degrees. But it was so hot yesterday, roads were buckling in Castle Rock. Did you see some of those stories?
Oh, man, that tends to happen all over the metro area when temperatures get up to 100.
Things were buckling, and the funny thing is we're still technically in spring right now. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a few more days before summer starts, but we had all the neighborhood kids over to our house yesterday. We set up the big inflatable pool in the backyard. If you recall, back in April, we got Lila that giant 8-foot unicorn that blows water out of its horn.
Oh, right.
So we were finally able to drag that thing out of the basement and put it outside. And, you know, we had about, I don't know what we had, about almost 10 kids or something over at the house running around. And I felt like a grumpy old man because I was out there like, oh, don't step on these plants. I just planted them. Oh, don't go over here. I just put weed killer down. Oh, watch out for this tree. Don't bump into that.
You were basically a, hey, kid, get off my lawn.
Pretty much the whole time. And then I step away for 1 minute and Reed comes running out with like 50 water balloons and they're throwing them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have pets, you're familiar with when those things pop all over the ground and in your grass, your dog immediately runs out and eats them. So little Goldie might be pooping out balloons today. Hopefully they pass. I'm not sure how long that takes.
I mean, but the dog actually swallowed
yeah,
the balloons?
Yeah, I saw her run out and eat a couple of the balloons because they're, you know, the little colorful things scattered throughout the lawn, and she's still somewhat of a pup, so I think that's okay.
I'm not sure dogs
that
can see
that too shall pass, I think. I don't know. She was eating them, man. She was going for the yellow ones, so.
Must be some sort of taste, huh? Or, of course, with dogs, they just inhale stuff. They don't even take the time to taste anything.
Right. So
I remember thinking back when I had a dog, and you had a little snack or something, and you would toss it. It didn't even stay in their mouth for a tenth of a second. It was just, like, swallowed.
Shoop. Yeah.
And I remember saying to the dog, do you even taste your food?
Nope.
It's just like
the act of eating.
Yeah, it's their evolutionary thing that to survive, they just want to inhale food.
Yeah.
And they don't eat it for pleasure like we do.
Hey, all I know is I'm going to have some circus poop that I'm going to be scooping up.